The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's Preventative Services Department in Bethel is working to bring back an ancient Yupik way of holistic living meant as a guide from conception to adulthood. They hope it will help curb alarming suicide rates and tough social issues facing Yupik people today. KYUK's Sophie Ivan has more.
Sophie Jenkins, whose Yupik name is Kus for short, is a Native Connections Manager for YKHC's Preventative Services Department.
The elders are remembering our Yupik laws.
Jenkins says their department relies on a group of 20-plus elders from around the YK region to teach the age-old Jalrijarak Yulo Kauchik laws. Jenkins says her teacher, the late Bethel elder Peter Jacob Sr., who worked as a consultant for the first class of rural human services at the local branch of UAF, saw the problems Yupik people face, and he urged students to learn the old ways and do something.
Peter Jacob Sr. would talk to us to hurry up and become aware that all the problems we face could be solved.
Jalrijarak in English translates to living in ultimate purity. It's a set of Yupik laws meant to guide a person through the four phases of life: birth, anqiyach, childhood, yunachach, adulthood, daknak, and becoming an elder, demichta. For example, one teaching guides pregnant mothers to eat a certain diet for the health of both mother and child, restricts them from activities that might harm their unborn child, and tells them to begin talking to and teaching their babies while they're developing in the womb, a concept that modern science has recently proven. Another teaching for young children advises them to ignore bad behavior in other children, and even to turn away from them when they're acting out in order to discourage the behavior and keep the peace. But colonization broke the ancient system, resulting in historical trauma. Today, Yupik people suffer high rates of suicide and alcohol-related deaths. With the invaluable help of their elders' council, a Jalrijarak guidebook has been completed.
The book is done, so we won't be the only teachers. Villagers, anyone can be trained to use the Jalrijarak model to help their people from conception to adulthood.
Jenkins says they travel to villages to present Jalrijarak, but only when invited.
It is up to each community when to present the Jalrijarak model. It can be a weekend, a holiday. The community sets the date where they will have the most participation, and we oblige.
Jenkins cites one village that has taken the model, made it their own, and is currently experiencing the first signs of success.
There's one village that is healing for the past 2 years. We haven't heard much violence from there, and there hasn't been a suicide in 2 years as well. The people in the village are credited with going to their elders for guidance and have taken charge of helping their own people using the Jalrijarak model.
The name of the community was withheld out of respect. Preventative service workers have also become part of an emergency first responders team. Now, when a tragedy happens in a village, they work alongside law enforcement officers and health aides to help local people remember the ancient laws meant to guide them through challenging times. For KYUK, I'm Sophie Ivan.